Have you ever heard of a pallet?
No.
Okay. If the soil was very rich and anything would grow in it, you might say it's very
fertile.
Okay. Now, some kinds of, different kinds of land, do you know what you would call low land that's flat and it might be along a stream and it overflows in the spring so that it's very, it's flooded in the spring and then later they plow it?
Mm-mm. I don't know.
Do you know bottom land?
Yeah, but I didn't know what it was.
You heard of it, though?
Yeah, I've heard of it.
Would you?
I've read it in books.
Oh.
Bottom land.
Okay.
Yeah.
And have you? How about lowland?
Lowlands, yeah.
Or flats?
Flats, yeah.
Those are all?
Yeah.
Okay.
I've heard them all.
You've heard those, okay?
Yeah.
How about something that maybe was low and you couldn't really grow anything much except grass or clover or alfalfa or something?
I don't know.
Would you call it a meadow?
A meadow is low? I never knew it had that connotation.
Oh, what do you think?
I think meadow and field are synonymous.
Right. Same thing as a field.
Field, yeah.
Okay. How about something that's water? I mean, there might be trees growing and stuff, but it's
a swamp.
Okay. Yeah. And have you ever heard another name for that?
Meadow?
Or swamp?
I think meadow.
Don't think so.
Do you know anything along the sea where it's salt? Marsh?
Marsh, yeah, sure.
What's that?
Yeah.
What do you think of a marsh
at? Well, a marsh is more open. It doesn't have the trees, tree covering that a swamp does. Swamp is dark and dreary and wet. And a marsh is on the ground, but it's open above. It's reeds.
Uh-huh, but it's
warm. Not trees. So we have to leave?
Do you have an access card for after hours?
Yeah.
Dark. I believe you. Anyone here with a tape?
Yeah, I do. No, I have it.
That's fine. Go out the back door. Just make sure it closes too. Front door will be hard to get out of.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you. Okay. Have you ever heard of different kinds of soil names for different kinds of soil, like poor soil or good soil or sandy or clay or...
No.
Have you ever heard a word loam? Or loam?
Yeah, I've heard loam. Mm-hmm.
Do you know what that is?
Not really. I just know it's a kind of soil.
Okay.
I haven't heard it in a long time. Peat? Isn't peat a kind of soil?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Is that's sort of...
That's real rich. Real rich.
Okay. And have you ever heard of...
Yeah.
Okay. Gumbo? Or soil?
No.
Okay. If you had a marsh or something and you wanted to get the water out of it, you'd say you were going to...
Drain it.
Okay.
Or say they are draining the marsh.
Okay. And something you would dig for drainage purposes.
A ditch.
A ditch. Okay. And what you call a tidal stream or a little bit of water that goes in and out with the tide or a shell arm of the sea?
They are...
A creek.
Okay. You ever hear any other names?
Branch. What do you call a branch?
Okay, and is there a difference in size between those two?
No, I think we use those interchangeably.
Okay, how about what's bigger than that? Stream of water. How about real big?
Whatever.
Okay. And do you know what a bayou is?
It's a swamp, isn't it?
I don't know, but...
Yeah, Louisiana swamp.
Oh, okay, Louisiana, yeah. Okay, how about if you had a valley that was cut by a stream of water in the woods, it was deep and narrow, maybe 10 feet deep and 10 feet across?
A gorge?
Gorge, okay. What about ravine? Is that the same?
Yeah, I guess it is. I don't know if it would have water in it. I don't know.
How about if it rained a lot and there was a channel or something cut out across a road or a field?